CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Your net controller tonight is RJN. My name is John, and I'm located in Inman, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. You may also check in via EchoLink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please speak slowly. Give your call sign using standard phonetics, your name and location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Before we get into the alphabetical check-ins, let me acknowledge the early check-ins. And tonight we have W4FCM, that's Fred. He brings along his wife, Isla, N4IEI. Fred, if you're listening, tell Isla we said hi. And our good buddy, Andy, KI4LZI, up there at Table Rock in Pickens County. Excuse me. And KW4TS, that's James, over in Pelzer. KC4W, that's Bill, over in Anderson. And KG4WNP, that's Landon over in Dacresville. I want to thank you all for stopping by using the early check-in capability. I've got a couple of EchoLink stations up, so let me go to EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, please check in Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. K4ZZX. This is Steve at the base of Parrish Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight. We're negative and negative. Wishing you and all on the net, 73s.
This is KN4RJN at Control Blue Ridge 2 Net. I'd like to welcome Steve, K4ZZX, over there in beautiful Greenville County. Thanks for stopping by, Z. I've got one other EchoLink station, and sir, if you do not have audio, please send me a text. I'll be more than happy to get you to check in. KN4RJN, that's Control Blue Ridge SuperNet. While I'm waiting on that, take a moment for any new hams, any newly minted hams that maybe never have checked in or net before, not sure exactly of the protocol and how to do that, please just call Net Control and give me your call sign. We'll walk you through the rest of it. Don't be shy. Push that push to talk button and tell us who you are. Is KN4RJN at Blue Ridge 2 Internet. May not have any new hams, at least not right yet, but that's okay. I'm sure we'll have some sooner or later. So, let's begin the alphabetical portion of the check-in, and tonight being Friday night, we'll start with the Uniform Through Zulu group. Uniform Through Zulu. The first letter of your suffix begins with one of those letters. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Check-in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike. I'll be negative and negative, 73s to all, and I'll be standing by afterwards.
This is KN4RJN at Grove Bridge 2 Mirror. I'd like to welcome Scott, KX4YM. Scott, thanks for stopping by. Keep on listening. We'll have the Friday night tidbit here just before we go into the rag chew, and I may come back and see how your day's been going. So don't go away. And you may be the sole owner of the Uniform Through Zulu group. Let me give it one more shot. Any other stations, Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Well, Scott, looks like you are the sole owner of Uniform Through Zulu, at least for right now. So we're going to slide on down to the top of the alphabet now. Alpha through Delta group, A through D. The first letter of your suffix falls in one of those letters. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Evening, John. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo, Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
RJN. Good evening, John. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
4 RJN. Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. Jim and Taylor, I'll be negative and negative.
RJN. John, this is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. Glenn in Gray Court. I'll hang around for comments if I'm still awake. It's getting late for me. But say hi to everyone on the net.
KN4RJN. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Thanks for calling that tonight, John.
KN4RJN. Please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf. AKA easily negative, negative.
Jan. Evening, John. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, Jerry, and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone has a good evening.
For RJN. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73's to you and everybody on the net tonight.
KN4RJN, that's Girl Blue Ridge 2 Internet. What a group. All right, we got Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along the family. His wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Rick, you tell Lorena and Michelle we said hi. Thanks for stopping by. And we've got my neighbor up the road here, KO4AOW, that's David, here in beautiful Inman, South Carolina. And KO4BDM, that's James over in Taylor. Thanks for stopping by. I hope you're having a good evening. And KD2BNG, Glenn. Glenn, I haven't heard you on the radio in a while, and we'll be back to you for some comments here a little bit later. Thanks for stopping by. Our net manager, W4DJW, that's David over in Greer. When he's not talking on the radio, he's out flying drones. Hope you're having a good evening, David. And W4AKG, that's AK over in Easley. Thanks for stopping by. Good to hear you on the radio. And Jerry, N4DJC over in Anderson. And KB2BYQ, that's David. David, I still love that call sign, over there in Easley. Want to thank you all for stopping by. Hope you're all having a good evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Check.
I'm not sure if I heard correctly or not, but I think you gave my wife's call as KN4 Oscar November Oscar. It's Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar. Sorry if I misunderstood you.
KN4RJN. Rick, you probably didn't understand me. I'm looking straight at it. It's KK4ONO. I typed it in before you even had a chance to say it because I know the call sign by heart. And if I said KN4, I apologize. But, yeah, chances are you didn't misunderstand me. I probably just stared right at it and said KN4. I don't know why. It's been one of those days. But anyway, thanks for double-checking on that. And you tell her I'm sorry, and I said hello. Any other stations, the Third Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Let's slide on down the alphabet now to the Echo Through Hotel Group, E through H. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in County, North Carolina, and we'll stick around, John.
RJN, please check in WB4, Fox Echo Echo Band over in Northern Simpsonville. Good evening, John. Everybody on the net, and hope you've had a good week. Hope you have a good weekend. So just check me in and out, John. Thank you.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome my good buddy Harry. KC4EZN up here in Candler, North Carolina, and I'm sure he's got some kind of weird animal story to tell us here later. We'll be back here in a bit. And Dan, WB4FEE, I heard you on the radio here lately, Dan. I don't know if that's you or me, but I hope you're having a good evening, staying out of trouble and keeping warm. And thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. Is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge to your net. Let's slide on down the alphabet now to the India through Lima group. I through L, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Hotel Uniform. This is George in Simpsonville.
KN4RJN. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, John, and send 73s to everybody.
RJN. Thank you for bringing us all here together tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
KN4RJN. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Charlie Lima, KO4KCL, Barrett, Clemson, negative and negative, but I'll hang around for the backside.
This is KN4RJN, that's Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome George, KO4KHU, over in Simpsonville. Thank you for stopping by, sir. And James, up there on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, KK4JFO. James, you got a little snow up that way today, I believe. Hope you're staying warm. And my good buddy Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, you tell Donna we said hi. And I know you said in and out, but don't run off before the tidbit. I know you'll enjoy those. And Barrett, KO4KCL, over in Clemson. I want to thank you all for stopping by. And I got you, might come back, you, Barrett, see how your day was doing here in a little while. Any other stations, India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Control, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie. It's one in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
This is KN4RJN, that's Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Juan, WA4KC. I'll get it straight there in a minute, Juan. Trust me. Over there in Greenville, and you'll be listening in. Thanks for stopping by. Hope you're having a good evening and stay safe out there wandering around. Any other stations, India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, that's Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We're going to slide on down to the Mike through Papa group, M through P. First letter your subject falls in one of those letters, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN. Please check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. I'll be native and native, 73U and everyone on the net.
RJN. Please check in, Kilo Mike 4, Oscar, Tango Alpha, KM4 OTA, Top 10, I'm the Seneca, negative and negative tonight, 73 to you and everyone on the net.
KN4, RJN, I'm sorry I doubled with somebody, but John, please check in, Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walton Inman, I'll be negative and negative.
RJN. K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel, Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment, thank you, sir.
Dan, Whiskey 2, Mike, Julia, Bravo, W2, MJB, Mark in Simpsonville, all also checking my wife Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. We'll be in and out this evening, but thanks for calling in, and 7-3 and have a wonderful evening.
This is KN4RJN at Grove Blue, it's 2 minute up. Like to welcome Matt, WG4MC, one of our other net controllers. Matt, I hope you're having a good evening. And he's over in Greenville. And KM4OTA, that's Ken over in Seneca. And Ken, I was starting to tell you that I heard a little feedback in there, but that might have been Walt trying to break in on you. I heard you, Walt, K4OIM. Hope you're doing well. I assume you saw a little bit of dusting we got here in Inman today, but hope you're doing well and having a good evening. At K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. Thanks for stopping by. And W2MJB, Mark, one of our other net controllers, and he brings along his wife, Wendy, KN4HTP, also one of our net controllers. And Mark, you tell Wendy we said hi. My chocolate sensor wasn't picking up anything, so I'm assuming she didn't make anything tonight. Is that correct?
W2MJB. That is correct. She's taking a break tonight, but hopefully Sunday night she'll stir something up yummy that has some chocolate in it.
Folks, if your chocolate sensor is not calibrated to cinnamon, she can fool you every once in a while and bake cinnamon rolls instead, so watch out for that. Any other station, Mike or Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2-Minute. We're going to slide on down to the Quebec Through Tango group. I still have an Echo Link station hanging out there. KE4IP, if you do not have audio, if you send me a text message, I'll be more than happy to get you checked in here. But let's slide on down to the Quebec Through Tango group. Q through T, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN, please check in. Kilo November 4, Sierra Mike Kilo, Doug in Tocoa, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative. And on readback, can I get a signal report and audio report? I put together a new station, and this is actually the first transmission on it. So if you could do that, that'd be great. I appreciate it. And $73 on that.
This is KN4RJN at Stroll Blue Ridge 2-Minute. I'd like to welcome Doug, KN4SMK. Doug, you are loud and or clear. Coming in great. So whatever you did, it's working. But you are, you're sitting in the room next to me. So you're sounding good. Hope that helps. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN, this is N4RLX, pilot cross anchor, negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN at Control Blue 2-Minute. I'd like to welcome N4RLX, that's pilot, over in, I believe you said cross anchor, sir?
That's right, down here in cross anchor, not raining here right now.
Is that near Ennery?
Yes, just south of Ennery.
Sir, did you get any snow down that way, or did you just get rain today?
As far as I know, all we've had is snow. Just rain.
A little bit of a dusting up here this morning, but it didn't last very long, and it turned to rain later. So I think anything south of I-85 pretty much got rain. Anything north, you got a little bit of a mix, and the further up into the mountains you go, the more snow you got. But hope you're having a good evening, and thanks for checking in with us. Any other stations, go back through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo November Foxtrot, KO4KNF. Just testing out a new portable down here in Malden, South Carolina. Be negative and negative, $73.
KN4RJN, that's Stroke Blue, it's 2 minute. KO4KNF. Did I get that correctly, sir? And can I get your name?
You got that correct, KO4KNF. The name's Dylan. Just testing out a new portable. Sorry if it's not too clear. It's a little far and pretty low power.
This is KN4RJN, that's Stroke Blue, it's 2 minute. KO4KNF, Dylan. Well, Well, you sounded pretty clear to me. I just, you didn't pop up in my logbook, so you weren't in my database, but that's okay. You are now. Hope you're having a good evening, and your little handheld's coming in good, so keep on it. And thanks for stopping by. Let's open it up now to the big group. Zulu through Alpha. If there's a letter in your call sign, and you know there is, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Net. Okay, second shift hadn't shown up yet. So, we will now secure the formal portion of the net. With our thanks to everybody checking in. And we'll proceed on here to the rag chew here, portion here in just a moment with periodic stops for check-ins. But first, I have to bring you the Friday Night Tidbit, which will come to you here as soon as I put on my glasses and relight my cigar. Stand by. Is KN4RJN. A new smartwatch app alerts users who are deaf or hard of hearing of nearby sounds such as microwave beeps or car horns. The main motivation for the app came from my own experience and conversations that my colleagues and I have had with deaf and hard of hearing people for several years, says Drew Jane, a computer scientist at the University of Washington in Seattle, who presented the system called SoundWatch, a virtual assets conference on October 28th. Jane, who is hard of hearing, uses SoundWatch at home to avoid sleeping through a smoke alarm. On a nature walk, it'll tell me that there are birds chirping or there might be a waterfall nearby, he says. Those sounds make me feel more present and connected to the world. The SoundWatch app pairs with an Android smartwatch and phone. The watch records the ambient noises and sends data to the phone for processing. When the phone detects a sound of interest, the smartwatch vibrates and displays a notification. The app can identify 20 noises. In tests, SoundWatch correctly identified all 20 sounds 81.2% of the time. When set to listen only for urgent noises, the app was 97.6% accurate. 8 deaf and hard of hearing users gave the app broadly favorable reviews, but noted that it misclassified some sounds in noisy outdoor settings. Jane is working on a version of the app that users can train to recognize new sounds. The wonders of modern technology. Let's go on up here and see who we can talk to. And let me go to Scott, KX4YM. Scott, what's going on in your world?
Well, good evening, John, KX4YM. Not much. Just enjoying the nice cold weather and waiting for the skies to either empty or clear up.
I think they're still trying to make up their mind, at least down here they are. Every once in a while I see a star poke out, but that's about it. The sun poked out for just a moment, but it didn't last very long. So, yeah, we got a little bit of a dusting of snow down this way, but like I said, it didn't last very long, and there wasn't any need to run out and buy a snow shovel because it was pretty well gone by noon. But how much do you get over your way?
Flurries, and I saw those up near Pleasantburg. It's been about 40 degrees here, and nothing is sticking, nothing is coming down white.
Roger that. At that temperature, it's hard for it to reach the ground, much less stick when it does. But I know further up when we talk to Harry here in a little bit, I suspect he probably got just a wee bit. But anything else going on in your world there, Scott?
Just nibbling away at the honeydews and getting the normal stuff done, and looking forward to a nice, relaxing Saturday with absolutely nothing to do on the list.
Roger that. I like those days where I have nothing to do and all day to get it done. So today was one of those days. I had plenty to do, but it was one of those days where the best thing you could do is curl up with a good book and just lay in bed and let the dog keep. So I know what you're saying. Well, Scott, thanks for stopping by and talking with us, and appreciate that. You have a good evening. Stay warm over there. I know it's 40, but it's still, you know, nippy. And 73s to you. Let's slide on down here. Glenn, I haven't talked to you in ages. KB2BNG. What are you up to there, brother?
KB2BNG. Well, you know, still thinking about the events of a few days ago, and I'm wondering whether I should say something or comment on them, or whether I should open up the circuit panel and grab both bus bars with wet hands. You know, I understand that part of the, you know your audience, for one thing, and also try not to get political on ham radio. But, you know, there was an event Wednesday afternoon which, let's face it, was not a protest. It was basically a riot. And actually, more than a riot, I would go as far as to say it was a terrorist attack. It was an attack by people who, because their guy lost an election fair and square, an election that was completely honest, even Homeland Security says so, what do you do in America? Well, you wait for another election and you try again. But it seems as though you have an element that decides to... Now, I've been to D.C. Last time I was there, it was in 1998. The Capitol building is like one of the most heavily secured places in D.C. other than the White House. So... you know, the sight of hundreds of people storming the Capitol building, and no doubt a lot of security and Capitol Police was injured. One protester was killed, or several were killed. A Capitol policeman was killed. How as a nation do we move on from this break? You know, I don't know, and... you know, as I said, I don't try to engage in political discussion, but I think we found out Wednesday pretty much what Trump and Trump supporters are really made of and what they're actually capable of. You have a president who, because he lost a fair election, decides to incite people to riot. Now, I've seen the photos and I've seen the videos. These people meant business. They were in there smashing things. You know, this was not... I'm tired of the apologists for the Trump people trying to spin this to something else. This was not a protest that went, you know, got a little too enthusiastic. This is what it was. You know, I... This article in USA Today from the some of the senators and congressmen involved, they said, yeah, you know, people started to break into the House chamber. We were scared for our lives. So, you know, I don't, you know, these people meant business. How does that happen in a country like the United States? In Venezuela, maybe. In El Salvador. In Argentina, in Honduras, but how did we get to this? Let me let it up here, I'll tell you. We got to this point because for the past 20 or 30 years, we had a section of the country that basically been fed false narratives. You know, the puppet masters, of which Trump is the master puppet master, they've been fed for 30 years, you know, he's not the only one, but they've been fed on a diet of false narratives, lies, propaganda, conspiracy theories, hatred, fear, and it almost like they live in another, an alternate universe, an alternate reality, by, you know, people who are very good at preying on their prejudices, fears, insecurities, frustrations, anger. For years, they've been told they're the victims of a system that rewards people that are undeserving. Oh, those lazy people, those undeserving people, those foreigners, those this, they're that. The reason you're in such bad shape is because what was rightfully taken was stolen from you and given to them. Rhetoric from another era, actually, but we'll get into that later. Similar rhetoric from, you know, another time, another place. You know, and it's gotten to the point where I seriously do believe that a third of the electorate in this country has been driven clinically insane. They weren't before, but maybe they are now. You know, half of them probably believe there was actually an underage sex trafficking ring in the basement of a DC pizza parlor. You're dealing, you know, with... How do you deal with this large-scale brainwashing? It seems hopeless. These people are in a reality bubble created by social media, fake news, and, you know, how do we work our way out of this? How do we move forward and heal? How do we find our way, a common way out together? I'm not excoriating these Trump supporters maybe as much as I would like to, but, you know, I'm disappointed. And, sorry, you know, as I said, I should know my audience, because about half the, a third of the cars I see here, I'm sure have a Trump sticker on the bumper. So this isn't necessarily an indictment of them. It's just an indictment of whatever created this.
This is KN4RJN. Well, Glenn, I can speak to two things. One, a wise man once told me, this too shall pass, and I believe it will. The other thing I would say is, remember President Richard Nixon. Now, I voted for Richard Nixon, and Richard Nixon did some good things while he was in office. But to this day, if you mention the name Richard Nixon, the next thought that pops into your head is Watergate. I believe the same is going to be true of our current president down the road. But I will continue to live my life and do what I'm supposed to do and pay my taxes and obey the laws and live quietly in my little home. And all those crazy people that stormed Washington, many of them have already been arrested. I'm sure several more will be, and they will pay for their crimes. And we will move on. And like I said, a good man once said, this too shall pass, and I believe that it will. What else you got for us, Glenn? Anything?
You're right, MAGA. Many are getting arrested. But, you know, and actually, in some ways, I don't think a lot of them should be too harshly punished. Except, obviously, the ones that, they killed a police officer, didn't they? But, you know, is there any constitutional reason why the rioter-in-chief should be, you know, honestly, Trump should be sitting in a D.C. jail cell right now. Let's see, sedition, trying to interfere with an election, interfering with Congress, inciting to riot. Oh, and by the way, if inciting to riot results in a riot that kills somebody, I think you can even add manslaughter. And that's the other thing. Our elected officials don't seem to be held accountable. Hey, the Capitol Police could very easily have gone over there the next day. Hello, we have an arrest warrant. And, you know, what would the Secret Service do? Oh, yeah, okay, the warrant, okay, he's right up there in the Oval Office. You know, there's no consequences in a lot of cases for this kind of misbehavior, and it's not the first time that we've had the president make threats against people. How many times did he say at some of his political rallies, hey, why don't you beat that guy up? Or he called the Secretary of State of Georgia, trying to very subtly say, hey, you know, if something illegal here happens, blah, 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 that could be, I don't know.
I shouldn't even have gotten into it, but I suppose I had to say something. And, you know, if there's still support for this guy, I understand, you know, but on the other hand, I'm disappointed. I really am. I'm disappointed in the, not just Trump, but his enablers. And, again, you know your audience. There's probably a lot of people who don't want to hear me right now.
This is KN4RGN. Well, Glenn, thank you for sharing your thoughts. And again, I will say, you know, this too shall pass. And while there are no immediate consequences, I'm sure there will be some down the road. And I will leave that up to Congress, federal prosecutors, and whoever else is in charge of that sort of thing. That is way above my pay grade. So glad you got a chance to get that off your chest, Glenn, because I know you needed to, because I figure your head's about ready to explode. But 73's to you, brother. It is good to hear you on the radio again, and I hope you're having a good evening. Let me take a break here and check for any other check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
For RJN. You got a copy?
Okay. Go ahead.
Make sure my microphone ain't failed me again, but please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, Kevin. I'll be over here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative, negative, 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
If you would, sir, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. It's Gabriel, I'm in Hendersonville. And I'll just listen, be in and out. Thank you.
This is KN4RJN, that's Control Fluids Tube Internet. I'd like to welcome Kevin, KN4UBG. Kevin, good to hear you on the radio. I ain't heard you in a while. And KN4TZW, that's Gabriel over there in where'd you tell me you were at, Gabriel? It says Horseshoe, and I know you always say it's just outside of that. It's another little community.
Etowah. Yeah, I'm in Hendersonville right now.
That. Well, you take care out there and stay warm, and you probably got a little bit of snow up that way, don't you?
Yeah, it's all melted now. Had about 2.5 inches, 3 inches.
That's more than what we got. 2 to 2.5 more than what we got. We got a little dusting down here, but and it didn't last long, but you be careful out there. It's still slick in places. And thanks for stopping by. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu. Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Sierra, KO4DZS, Scott in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec Yankee, Joe and Taylor, be negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Fluids Tube Internet. I'd like to welcome Scott, KO4DZS, over there in Anderson. And Joe, KO4JQY, over in Taylor's. Hope you guys are having a good evening. Thanks for stopping by. Let's, where am I sliding down to here? Harry, I lost you. I know you're in there. There you are. Let's hear from KC4EZN. Harry, what's going on in your world there, brother? Did you get any snow?
N4JN, KC4EZN. Not a whole lot. We're evidently in a hole. When I watched the weather tonight, everybody about 10 or 15 miles away from where I'm at got anywhere from 2 to 4 inches. I had a quarter of an inch on the top of the leaves. The grass was sticking through, and I don't know what you want to call it. I won't say it snowed all morning, but the flakes were real, real tiny, and I think about half of them were probably melted before they hit the ground. But anyway, It depends on where you live up here. I know west of here in Waynesville, they got a couple of 3 inches, and out in East Asheville, they got that much. And the fellow down in Hendersonville talked about they had 2.5 inches. But right here in Candler, they sprinkled a little bit of white stuff. The driveway never got, it got wet. That was it. Street got wet. Haven't seen any strange animals. We've been kind of keeping low and out of sight, waiting to find out when we can get our vaccine shot. Checked with the health department website, and they were all booked up. Heard one fellow this morning talk. He had signed up yesterday and was scheduled for January the 19th. So that sort of tells you their allocations are not huge. But anyway, we'll keep a low profile, and I keep busy working with the Boy Scout stuff. And I know as a school teacher, when you were grading papers, when you had a kid that just plain flat missed it, you sort of, or at least as I feel obligated to try and teach what is supposed to be there. Just saying, you know, you missed it, buddy, go back, try again, is not the Boy Scout way of teaching. I spent a lot of time trying to educate an 11-year-old who probably shouldn't be taking the merit badge anyway on how to make a budget. it's fun. You have to, as the other gentleman said, you got to know your audience. And when I find out I'm trying to teach an 11-year-old, I have to take a different approach than if I know the scouts like in 16 or 17. That scout's been around a while and knows something. Anyway, keeps me busy and out of trouble, and as long as I listen, do what the wife says every now and then, we get along just fine. And with that, we'll bounce it back into your court, John. KN4JN, KC4EZN.
KN4RJN. Let me take a break here for just a second. I've got an Echolink station up, so Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, KC4CCB.
Like, welcome, Chad, KC4CCB. I believe he's in Fountain Inn. Having a little audio problem there, Chad. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, KO4KCL. Barrett, are you still in there?
Affirmative, please.
On your world, Barrett Henning.
Not really a whole lot to speak of. I want to stick around. I'll keep it brief. I just want to stick around as a matter of introduction and to say thank you. So I'm Barrett. I'm a new ham as of December. This has pretty much been one of the first places I've come to play around and check in. I want to thank everybody for being really accommodating. I work as a paramedic, so my work life has been pretty much slammed the past several months, and really the past few weeks that we had this new uptick in COVID cases, so this gives me a nice outlet to come and relax and talk to people and other aspects of life.
KN4RJN. Well, Barrett, welcome to the hobby, and we salute you being out there on the front lines of this pandemic. Hope you're staying safe, and thanks for checking in with us. We're here every night at 9 a.m. Come on back whenever you can, and you stay safe out there, brother. And welcome to the hobby. What else you got for us, Barris? Anything?
Not really a whole lot to speak of. I just want to say thanks to a matter of introduction. And my five-month-old is over here on the lap trying to say hi to it, sounds like. But y'all have a good evening, 73s to everybody.
KO4K Kilo.
Is KN4RJ. And roger that, Barrett. Well, I heard a little third party traffic in the background there, so you go on, you'll take care of that baby, and you have a good evening. Thanks for stopping by. Let's see here. Have I missed anybody else for comments or check-ins? Comments or check-ins, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Comment, John, KC4EGN. Did Barry say that child was 5 months or 5 years old?
How old's your child?
Your child.
KO4KCL. This one's 5 months. He's our third and newest. So ironically, at the end of July and beginning of August, I had Corona, and the day I got cleared to return to work is actually the day my wife went into labor, so it's been a pretty hectic past half of the year.
Sir, your family's been busy. Wow. Did you catch that, Harry?
Roger, I just want to check because about five or 6 years ago, we had a young man up here took the test and passed it who was 5 years old. So we'll get back, let's see, what's 5 from 12, 7? 4 years and 7 months, so we'll expect to see him and his child taking a test. KC4EGN.
Well, Barrett's newest son there, I think it's going to be a little while before he gets around to that, but Barrett, you bring him up right, show him what a radio is about. any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if I've missed anybody for comments, jump on in there, call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Comments. John, K4OAM, I shouldn't even be talking to you. According to the VA, I'm supposed to be dead.
Dead, man. You're coming in pretty loud and clear there, buddy.
I had that stroke and fell and broke my neck 2 years ago. And last January, I had to go back to the VA. They sent me a letter saying I had an appointment for blood work. And then to see the doctor the next week, I went and got my blood work done. And then the day before my appointment, they called me and canceled my appointment. And I've been trying for over a year to get another appointment. And I finally called that tap line down there. They sent me a letter December, I got it December the 16th, telling me I had an appointment with the eye doctor. December the 14th, an appointment for the doctor at the lab for December the 15th, and an appointment for my doctor December the 16th. And I didn't get, all of them, it was at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't get the letter till 2 o'clock when the mailman run. And I finally got around to going to the VA today to get the blood work done. And boy, it ain't nothing like it was. You walk up, you don't even go in the building, they outside doing paperwork on you. And I had my mask on, and when I walked in the door, they made me take my mask off. The lady put the thermometer under my tongue, and she waited and waited. Said, wait a minute, this ain't working. She put it down and got one of the digital thermometers and held it up to my forehead. She said, this ain't right. This ain't working. And she reached over the box and got another thermometer out, put it under my tongue. And she said, well, it's going up. Wait a minute. 92. My temperature was 92.3. She's, you're supposed to be dead. But I finally got back there to get blood work done. And she got one tube out of my left arm, and the blood quit flowing. I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to stick you again. She got my right arm. She couldn't get nothing out of it. Then she went to my left hand and I got a bruise on it. She said, you got a bruise. Said, are you taking any kind of blood thinner? I said, yes, ma'am, ever since I had that stroke. And boy, when she stuck me in my hand, they like to have never got the blood to quit flowing. But I come home with both arms taped up and my right hand taped up. But mainly what I was wanting to talk to you about, I know you're moving, and I hate to see you move, but Dave is short-handed on net control operators, and I am thinking seriously about trying it. I know when you first got in here, you wasn't in here on the radio long at all till you stepped up and tried it, and I'm thinking about talking to Dave, and I've been sitting here now trying to set my computer up for Echo Link, but I am seriously about thinking about volunteering to try to help Dave out.
Sure, Dave would be more than happy to talk to you about. I could come over and help you get walk through the net control software. You're right here in Inman. You ain't far from me. And get your Echo Link going and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I appreciate that, brother. I know I've got your mailing address. I don't know if I've got your phone number or not. Let me give you my phone number. Anybody that's going to call me that's listening on the radio, that's fine. I got crazy people calling me all the time trying to sell me used cars and insurance on or extended warranty on my cars and various other stuff and want me to vote for this and that and the other. But anyway, if you got a pencil and paper there handy, Walt, I'll give you my number. Let me know when you're ready to copy.
What ham operator ain't got a pencil and piece of paper in front of him, John?
Yeah. Point taken. Okay, sir. I am at 864-958-1636. Copy.
1636.
58-1636. Area code is 864. That's correct, sir.
Yeah, I got it, John. I'm over here on Hyder Road. That's just right up the road from you. My daughter and I went and I'd had a mild stroke right before I had the stroke when I fell and broke my neck. She got worried about me. I was living up on Lake Lanier up there in Tron by myself, and she got worried about me and talked me into moving with her, and at the time she had bought a house over on Gibson Woods Trail over here off Joe Factory Road, and had a big swimming pool in the backyard, 5 acres of land. I mean, it was nice. And we had been living there almost 2 years. The house payment was $1,136 a month, and she was at work one day, and this guy knocked on the door. I went to the door, and he said, what are you doing in my house? I said, what do you mean? He said, this is my house. And I said, my daughter bought this house, and he wouldn't know who she bought it from. He said, I'll be back later. And the next day, he wouldn't know what time my daughter got home, but the next day he came over and explained what was going on. The guy that sold the house owned the house, but the guy that said he owned the house owned the property. And the guy that sold her the house was buying the property, but he had built another house and sold her that one and quit making payments on the land. Ended up, he took that guy to court, and he got the house. And we had 30 days to get out, and we couldn't find nothing in 30 days. And she found this trailer over here, and that was the only thing we was going to be here just for a month or two. And the day we was moving in is the day I fell out on my head, had that stroke, fell and broke my neck. And then all the hospital bills, this, that, the other, and then this virus hit. She's done lost. She's on her third job now because of this virus, where the plants have had to shut down, and she's got a pretty good job now, though, but we trying to get... Thank God I bought this camper. I bought it to go camping, because I like going to the lake, go camping and fishing. And after I had that stroke, I'm not supposed to be by myself because of my high risk of falling. And it worked out good after I got to where I could get up, move around. I just moved all my radio equipment down here in the camper. I got a stove, a refrigerator, and workbench behind me, but we trying to get out of this place. Trying to find something up toward Landrum.